This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فيقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل أيام الدنيا أيام العشر. The best days of the year are the days of the 10 of Dhul-Hijjah. In this hadith, he, alayhi salatu wassalam, and it is a great ni'mah to hear that from him, because otherwise, how would we know what are the days that are best and most pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jalla unless he tells us? So in this hadith, we get the ni'mah of knowing that the days of Dhul-Hijjah, among all the days of the year, are the best and most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that means that in comparison, that they are even superior to the days of Ramadan. Even though the nights of Ramadan are better. But I want you to imagine that these days are better than the days of Ramadan. And consider all the attention that we give to Ramadan, all the emphasis, all the effort, all the attention that communally, globally, we attach to Ramadan. And it deserves all of this. And yet, he alayhi salatu wasalam says that these days of Dhul-Hijjah are even better. And that presents an opportunity and a challenge. It's an opportunity because it's a season of ibadah that we desperately need. It's of Allah's rahmah that He gives us these seasons. You finish Ramadan and you encounter Dhul-Hijjah. You finish Dhul-Hijjah and you encounter Muharram. And in between you have Fridays. Because you need these days to remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal, because we forget and we become so distant from Him. We need the opportunity to reattach, to rectify, to increase our iman, to work for the hereafter as we are toiling for the dunya, to work for the hereafter and invest in it. We need opportunities to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal so that the pressures of the dunya do not get to us, so that we can counter the whispers of the shaitan, so we can walk the straight path. So where is this strength going to come from? Except from attaching ourselves to what Allah Azza wa Jal loves. Except through taking advantage of these days and these nights to do what we can for the sake of the akhirah and for the sake of the dunya, to increase our iman and increase our taqwa, to reach depths in our ihsan, in our worship of Allah Azza wa Jal that may not be available otherwise. So here is a season, like any sale. Those who are seeking the merchandise, which is Jannah, which is the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal, recognize that the seasons of forgiveness is their provision to the hereafter, is what will propel them to it, is what will save them through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal from hellfire. So these days that are going to come are a great opportunity, and they are such a great opportunity that he said alayhi salatu wasalam that they are better than jihad for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, except for a mujahid who dies. يعني ما من أيام العمل الصالح أحب فيهن إلى الله من هذه الأيام. قالوا ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله ثم لم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام that there are no days where good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these days. That they stand at the top. So they said, O Prophet of Allah, even jihad, because they understood very well that jihad is the best of things. So they wanted now to understand the level of excellence of these days. They said, even now if we compare them to jihad, he says, even if you were to compare them to jihad, except in one case where someone goes out for jihad and he dies, goes out with his life and money and he loses both. That is the ultimate sacrifice. But barring that, those who strive on those days are performing a deed that is better than jihad. So consider how much Allah Azza wa Jal has for you on those days. Anything that you do in them is better than what you do outside of them. If you read the Quran on the 10 days, that's better than outside. Sadaqah in them, better than sadaqah outside. Fasting in them is better than fasting outside. They're voluntary. So it's an amazing opportunity. But it's also a challenge. Because these days don't have the attention of Ramadan. They don't have the numbers like Ramadan does. And because they are voluntary, no one has to. Because in Ramadan, because you have to fast and everybody fasts, globally everybody knows about Ramadan. Communally everybody feels Ramadan, but these are voluntary acts in these 10 days. And most people don't pay attention to them. Their life does not change because of it. They don't do anything extra, so you're not prompted because of your company or because of what the atmosphere around you to do anything. Unless what prompts you is Allah Azza wa Jal. And here, you will stand to see the difference between those who are servants of habit or servants of culture and servants of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if you are a servant of habit, then that's what we do in Ramadan, so I'll do it. If you're a servant of culture, that's what people do, so I will do it. So that is what motivates you. But if you are a servant of the Almighty and you want to do what Allah loves, not what people love, what Allah loves, then Allah and His Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is telling you Allah loves these days the most. So that is the thing that is supposed to move you. Of course, if Allah loves this the most, then I should love it. And if Allah wants me to do the best in it, then I should strive to do it. So don't waste these days simply because people don't know about them or people are not doing much in them. Be the one who is a servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah swore by these days in the Quran, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And in the commentary they say that most of the Salaf have said in interpreting that 10 days or 10 nights Allah swore by, he said that these are the days of Dhul Hijjah. So they stand out. And they stand out because much of the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal is concentrated in them, which does not happen in any other time. You have Hajj, you have fasting, you have salah, you have the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they are concentrated and Allah loves that. So most people will not have the opportunity to perform Hajj, and if they do, they can perform it only few years of their lives. Most the rest of their life, they're going to be left behind. But that does not mean that we do not partake into the actions of Hajj. We do not mirror some of that ibadah to stay connected to history, connected to the ibadah, and connected to the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's not simply only those who went to Hajj, which by the way is the best that you could perform during these days. What about everybody who stays behind? What do I do? Well, there are things that we are supposed to do. And we begin by saying, and the easiest thing is the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. See, he said alayhi salatu wassalam, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ العمل فيهن أحب ولا أعظم من هذه الأيام فأكثر فيهن من التكبير والتهليل والتحميد. He says, there are no days that are greater and more beloved to Allah than these days, so increase in them the saying of Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah and alhamdulillah. So generally, not time specific, from the first till the 13th, the first of Dhul Hijjah till the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, you'll engage in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that will be like the fuel. That will be like the announcement. That will be like a change of atmosphere. See, some of the Sahaba, Ibn Umar and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhum, they will go to the market and they will engage in takbir loud enough so that the people of the market will be alerted and the whole market will be repeating takbir because of those reminders. That's what they did during those days. So you would bring life to your house, life to the community, life to yourself by saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. It's not time specific. And that is the thing that will give you fuel and energy and connection with Allah Azza wa Jal. So the more that you say, the better that it is. And there is a time specific dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And that begins after the fajr of the day of Arafah till the 13th, Salatul Asr of the 13th. But throughout you are remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you're not someone who is used to it, or you will forget about it, plan it. So one thing that we want to stress is that an intention for a ibadah is great, but an intention without a schedule will be wasted. So if you want to, you say, okay, when will I do this? After Fajr and after Asr. After Dhuhr and after Isha. You pick the time. But you say, I will say 100 of this and 100 of this and 100 of that, but plan it so that actually it happens. So the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the first. The other thing is fasting. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم التسع. He used to fast the 9th or the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. So you fast from the first if you're able till the 9th. And the 9th is the day of Arafah. And there are levels, let's say, levels of fasting. You can plan according to your ability and schedule. The least of them, بإذن الله, is to fast the day of Arafah, which is the 9th. And about that, he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, يُكَفِّرُ سَنَتَيْنِ. It will forgive the sins of 2 years. 2 years. The past and the coming one. So that's the first level. The second level is to fast few days here and there, in addition to the 9th. And the best of all, as he, عليه الصلاة والسلام, would do at times, to fast from the 1st to the 9th. Because as we said, and if you remember, the deeds committed on that time are better than the deeds outside of it. So sunnah fasting is the best of fasting at that time. So fast. And that will bring you closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, because it will change your day. And that will increase your taqwa, because it may remind you of Ramadan. And I hope that we remember Ramadan as we're doing all of this. Because all of the energy that we had then, all of the motivation, all of the planning should be re-injected into these days and even more. Because we need all of that, because it is voluntary. And we need all of that because these days are even better. So fasting those days. And let's add to that also dua. Dua. Because dua is ibadah. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. The best of dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So the best dua is the day of Arafah. And the best that I've said and the prophets before me is لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And you can take from that hadith, because the Prophet joined between these two things, is that that is recommended to say on the day of Arafah, because dhikr can also be called dua. Because when you remember Allah Azza wa Jal, you're asking for something. You're asking for forgiveness, you're asking for good deeds. So your dhikr is also dua. So if you want something from Allah Azza wa Jal, those 10 days are excellent for dua. And highlight the day of Arafah, specifically the day of Arafah. And highlight within the day of Arafah, saying La ilaha illallah to the rest of the hadith. So there's the dhikr of Allah, and there is fasting, and there is dua. And also staying away from the haram. And we must stress this, because Unless we do this, our ibadah is not really full and complete. It's not really wholesome. Something always will be deficient in it. And we will not have the motivation to excel in ibadah because something will always be holding us back. So if you want to be the worst, best of abid, it may not be, may not involve a lot of nightly prayers or a lot of fasting of voluntary days. But it does involve indeed staying away from the haram. اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Stay away from the haram and you will be the best of worshippers. So in those days, before they come, you want to say to yourself, I'm not going to look at the haram, I'm not going to touch it, I'm not going to listen to it, I'm not going to be around it. It is disgraceful that you could have people journeying to Mecca, sacrificing so much to be close to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah looking at them, looking at their sacrifice, and we who are sitting back during these blessed days, disobeying Him subhanahu wa ta'ala during the best of times. How much we would have denied ourselves if we do not do, and how much we would have doomed ourselves if we disobey Allah during these days. So that's why I say, you have to start thinking about them, plan for them, and be motivated. Because if they go, and when they go, they're gone. Few days. But Allah Azza wa Jal can grant you so much in them. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, and of the deeds that you should perform also is the udhiyah, the sacrifice, the animal sacrifice that takes place on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah all the way to the 13th, and it is a sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And in it, you connect yourself to what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. You connect yourself to what Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam offered. You feed yourself, you feed your family, you feed the needy, and you celebrate the ni'mas of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's recommended that you slaughter it where you live and that you eat from it. And if you want to send it elsewhere, you can do that. And it does not matter, the time difference really does not matter, even if they slaughter it at a place before your own Eid, it does not matter. But where you live, if you're to be slaughtered, it has to happen after Salatul Eid. And if you're someone who's going to sacrifice, and Allah had blessed you with that, and it is at least a recommended sunnah, so if you can afford it, why not? If you can afford it, absolutely do it. And if you're going to do this, he said عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا رأى أحدكم هلال ذي الحجة وأراد أن يضحي فليمسك عن شعره وأظفاره. He says, if you see the hilal of the month of Dhul Hijjah and you want to slaughter, you want to offer that sacrifice, don't take anything from your hair and don't take anything from your nails. And you could see here, that is, in a sense, it's like a mini ihram. It's not a full ihram like those who are doing Hajj and Umrah. But it's kind of a mini ihram where you are connected to these actions. You're also going to slaughter. And you're also going to stay away from certain things. And that will put you in a state that should propel you to be closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not going to cut the nail, not in terms of restriction, but in terms of surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. That Allah is the judge and Allah does not want me to do this. And when you do this, feel yourself surrounded with Allah's care and Allah's mercy. I'm obeying Allah Azza wa Jal 24/7. By not doing this, by not cutting my hair, I'm obeying Allah 24/7. So feel yourself surrounded with Allah's ibadah. And that should elevate you. And that's what ibadah does. You think it does not matter or is insignificant, these small things. But when you do these small things, Allah opens your heart and He opens your mind and puts barakah in your life. So this is a sadaqah upon for yourself and for your family. And the dead do not need an individual sacrifice. That is, if you want to include the dead, relatives, parents, and what have you, in that sacrifice, include them. So this sacrifice will be for you and your household. And you can have in your intention and also on behalf of my dead parents or cousins or uncle or what have you. But you don't offer a separate sacrifice for the dead. And also Salatul Eid. The best day He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, is the day of Eid, Yawm al-Nahr. And the thing that we can do is the performance of Eid Salah with everything else that we said. So let's not forget, and also before I forget, bi'idhnillah azza wa jal, also, as we know that we're not allowed to fast on the day of Eid, the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, Ayyam al-Tashriq, are also forbidden days of fasting. I mean, we cannot fast on those days as well. إِنَّهَا أَيَّامُ أَكْلٍ وَشُرْبٍ وَذِكْرٍ لِلَّهِ. These are days where you would have to eat and drink and remember Allah Azza wa Jal. That's a hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. So, in those days, plan bi'idhnillah Azza wa Jal. Read the Quran as you did in Ramadan. Give sadaqah every single day. Make dua, make a lot of dhikr, ihsan, silatul rahim, connecting with your relatives, helping others. Do as much as you can and take advantage of this great bounty that is coming our way. And before we conclude, inshaAllah, an urgent appeal on behalf of Masjid Ibn Abbas. So they're coming here and they're asking for your help. Now if you can give bi'idhnillah donations, give donations, because their closing date is fast approaching and they have a lot of money to take. And as I understand, they have bought a church and they will bi'idhnillah, they want to transform this into a house of Allah Azza wa Jal. So first of all, may Allah Azza wa Jal make this easy for them. May Allah make this for His sake. May Allah make it a prosperous, blessed project. And may Allah assist them in trying to finalize that deed. And let's on top of that see what we can do. So if you can give, give something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and inscribe your name among those who had built a house for the sake of Allah. Even if your only thing you can afford is a dollar. Even if you don't feel like anything else but a dollar, just give something so at least your name will be included among those who had given. But then in addition to all of this, if you can give a loan, Qardun Hassan, that will be returned to you bi'idhnillah Azza wa Jal within a year or so, and you can talk to them about that to confirm. But if you can give in larger amounts so they'll be able to purchase that property, then please take advantage of it. You will have the reward of what? Your sadaqah that you've given, even if it's a loan. You get half reward of your sadaqah, and also rushing to the aid of Muslims and opening a house of the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal. None of us knows, when we are called to do something that please Him, which of these opportunities would be the one that will take us to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every time this door opens, take advantage of it. Enter, because one of these days, these doors will stop opening. And we will not be there, or the doors will not open for us. So ask Allah Rabbil Alameen to make us of those who are ready to take advantage of whatever He offers us of our way to Jannah. Ya Allah, make us of those who build your houses and inhabit them and cultivate them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, make us of those who are planning to take advantage of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and assist us in those plans, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Help us to make of those who remember you often in them, who make plenty of dua in them, who are fasting from the first to the ninth, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and accept our fasting. Make us of those who are forgiven on the day of Arafah. Make us of those who are freed from hellfire on the day of Arafah and accept our dua, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, make us of those who will enter Jannah and forbidden entry into hellfire. Ya Rabbal Alameen, teach us what is beneficial to us and make what we learn beneficial to us and protect us from the evil of ourselves and the evils of the whispers of the shaitan. We ask Ya Rabbal Alameen to make us of the people of Jannah and elevate us in rank in the heavens, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and protect us from hellfire and our loved ones and the rest of the Ummah of Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل، ونسألك الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن ذكرك كثيرا في العشر يا رب العالمين. اللهم أعنا فيهن على الصيام، وأعنا فيهن على قراءة القرآن، وأعنا فيهن على الذكر والدعاء، وجنبنا فيهن الحرام رب العالمين. اللهم أعنا فيهن على ما تحب وترضى يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا ممن غفر له يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اعتقنا من النار. اللهم اعتقنا من النار. اللهم اعتقنا من النار. اللهم تقبل دعاءنا. اللهم تقبل دعاءنا. اللهم تقبل دعاءنا. اللهم زكي لنا نفوسنا. اللهم زكي لنا نفوسنا. اللهم زكي لنا نفوسنا. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. وأقم الصلاة.